it's solid around there. Oh. And if it's a boil at 8, it'll come up and it'll break in a day or two, but a carbuncle will hold you there 5 or 6 weeks. And the doctor can tell when he puts his hand on it. He explained to me how I've had two of them. That's how I come here to know.
They're any fun, are they?
And of course, I had one on the end of the tailbone one time.
Oh dear.
Doctor said, well, I was about 6 weeks. Well, yeah, that's one place on the body that you can't lance.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's an artery goes over the end of your tailbone.
Uh-huh.
And about half of them that get them there die.
Oh, my goodness.
So the doctor was worried about it, and he come down to see me without me calling.
Hmm.
So we'll see how to get them on.
I remember my dad had a carbuncle on his neck when I was a kid, and I'll never forget that. He was just like an old angry bull. Yeah, that looks good now.
That's a carbuncle.
Lanced it and took it out.
Well, he decided to stay in the hospital and give me penicillin.
Uh-huh.
For, I guess they give you 15, 20 doses before they,
before
they cut that thing. Well, they didn't cut it. They just let it get down, and then they take the tweezers and just twisted it out, just pulled it out. Just chunk about that big when they pulled it out of there.
My goodness. It makes you mad to think that you're just a farm for that sort of matter, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I sometimes, when I get sick, I think that I'm nothing but a walking farm for germs.
Yeah.
It makes me so angry.
The nurse told me that that a hair called that a dead hair.
Huh.
And it had to, when it started, it had to rot to the root of that hair.
Well, I'll be darned.
She told me them cobwebs generally started from a dead hair in your neck.
Hmm. So
I never would have thought of that, but that's
keep the tweezers handy, huh?
That's what she told me.
Hmm. Well, what would you call it if somebody got shot in his arm, say? What would you call the place where...
Shot in the muscle.
What would you call the place where he was shot?
Bullet hole.
Well, would you call it a cut?
No, I wouldn't call it a... We always call it a... Well, I guess you could.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, a cut and a bullet hole and things like that, you'd say are all... Wounds?
Yes, that's a wound that he's wounded.
Mm-hmm. With horses, did you ever have trouble when a sore wouldn't heal on a cut, perhaps, on barbed wire, and you'd get this sort of pinkish flesh around the wound?
Oh, we call it proud flesh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We just burn some alum and powder it up and put it in there as a rule.
That works pretty well, doesn't
it? It'll work pretty good.
I used that on toenail when I was a little bitty old kid. I had proud flesh around it. I remember folks went to the drugstore.
Yeah.
That was the same year my dad had the carbuncle. It was a busy year around our house.
Yeah, that was too.
Now, what would you say if, well, you mentioned this friend of yours that died. Did you use any other expressions when you were a boy, or were there other expressions common for that? Instead of saying he died, they say he
passed away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's, you use that, he passed away. Most of the people say that now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we don't like to say died. We'll beat around the bush. If you didn't know the cause of death, what might you say? Can you tell me what he...
Can you tell me what he... What he died with?
Mm-hmm. And then they'll take him and bury him in a...
Cemetery?
Uh-huh. And the body will be in a...
In a casket?
Uh-huh. Before they put him in the ground, though, they'll make sure that he has a... They take him to the church and he'll have a...
Funeral.
And then the bride will go around, or his wife will go around in black, and they'll say she's...
In mourning.
Mm-hmm. And somebody will come up to her and say, oh, it'll be all right, just...
Well, there's lots of different expressions for that. Just to take it easy, or be calm, or...
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes they'll say... They pray for her,
mm-hmm.
A lot of different expressions.
Or don't worry.
Don't worry. That's a very common, don't worry about it. It'll finally get over.
That's all you can do. Did we mention that disease that hits you in the joints?
Rheumatism?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't believe we did.
Was that bad here in the early days?
Well, yes, they do have that some.